Tomorrow, Wednesday, March 26th, the offices of emergency services in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties will hold a coordinated community-wide tsunami drill and test of the Regional Emergency Alert Notification System. The counties are partnering with the National Weather Service in Eureka and the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group for the event. As part of the drill, the Office of Emergency Services will issue countywide alerts, taking place at 11 a.m. To learn more about the regional tsunami drill and test alert, we spoke with Ryan Derby.
I'm the emergency manager for the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services. And tomorrow at 11 a.m., our office is partnering with the Offices of Emergency Services in Del Norte County and Mendocino County, as well as the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, to do what we're calling the North Coast Tsunami Drill. And really what this is a community-wide drill across the three counties to encourage coastal residents to practice their tsunami evacuation plan and residents outside of the tsunami hazard zone to practice their earthquake safety plan.
Derby explained that while this drill has been in development for some time, the magnitude 7 earthquake at the end of 2024 highlighted the urgent need for coordinated preparedness.
So interestingly enough, this concept came about prior to the December earthquake. We found that communities that we practice tsunami evacuation in annually, coastal communities like King Salmon, Manila, Samoa, they generally know what to do, and on December 5th, when the large earthquake did happen in Humboldt County, those communities that had regularly practiced their tsunami evacuation did really well, and we found that communities that haven't had, that type of outreach or that type of drill could use some work. So really that earthquake that happened late last year was kind of fuel for the fire of this exercise coming to being. And the goal is to kind of spread the knowledge of earthquake and tsunami preparedness and safety throughout the whole coastal region.
The Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group is also partnering with OES. They're a coalition of local, state, tribal, and federal agencies, which has been leading the regional tsunami preparedness efforts since 1996. A member of California's Earthquake Country Alliance, the group produces public education materials like Living on Shaky Ground, conducts evacuation drills, and supports mapping and signage efforts. They have created comprehensive tsunami hazard zone maps for Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties. Tomorrow's drill is an important opportunity for residents to familiarize themselves with the zones where they live, work, and recreate. Notably, during the 2024 magnitude 7 earthquake and tsunami warning, some online servers crashed due to overwhelming demand. So officials are urging the public to review the maps and information before an emergency happens and keep hard copies or offline versions accessible.
The goal with this is for people to understand where the tsunami zones are across the three-county region. So at 11 a.m., residents will get that notification, or maybe a few minutes after 11 a.m. They're encouraged to click the link inside the text message that they receive and then practice walking out of tsunami zones. And this notification is only going to go out to registered contacts in the Humboldt Alert System. So for anyone who doesn't receive an alert tomorrow, it's just a good reminder to sign up for our local notification system.
Derby emphasized that Humboldt Alert is distinct from other systems that use cell tower data, as you must register to receive alerts.
Yeah, so tomorrow's test is not going to have that loud alert that comes through what we call a wireless emergency alert notification. For the registered contacts for our local alerting system, it's going to present just like a regular text message or a phone call, or maybe both if that's how people want to get notified. So tomorrow when we issue the notification at 11 o'clock, it's going to just ping on a phone like a regular text message would.
While the focus of tomorrow's drill is tsunami preparedness, all residents, even those outside the tsunami zones, are encouraged to participate by reviewing emergency plans for all types of disasters with their families, schools, and workplaces. Those preparedness tips are available at humboldtgov.org/OES.
Yeah, so our Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services webpage has a couple different tabs on there, one for preparedness where people can learn their different hazards and get some basic tips for how to prepare. We also have a current emergencies page where people can get real-time information on what's happening during an emergency. And to access the registration form for Humboldt Alert notifications, it's humboldtgov.org/alert, and then people can register with whatever their preferred contact mechanism is. So just a couple to prepare, a good way to stay informed during emergencies. And then the link that we're going to be sending out tomorrow is through the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group webpage. That's going to have an interactive map as well as stagnant maps that people can access to find out where the tsunami zones are throughout the three-county region that we're testing tomorrow.
Sharing his final thoughts, Derby encouraged everyone to sign up for their county's emergency alert system.
The biggest thing that we're looking at is really just bolstering our registration numbers for Humboldt Alert. This time of year, we're kind of moving out of the winter storm season, moving towards fire season. In this system, we use it across all different hazards. So it's applicable for tsunami, for flooding, for earthquakes, and for wildfire. So really encourage people to visit humboldtgov.org/alert. Sign up for the notifications and then practice your earthquake and tsunami safety tomorrow.
Wednesday's drill will not include any tsunami sirens. According to the National Weather Service in Eureka, these systems were tested during the December 5th, 2024 tsunami warning. And regional partners agreed that repeating a live code warning so soon after a real event was not in the best interest of the community. However, in Shelter Cove, the fire department will be conducting its own tsunami drill, which includes a test of its local sirens, operated by the Resort Improvement District and not the county. That drill will begin at noon. Shelter Cove residents are encouraged to walk or drive to the Shelter Cove Fire Department, located outside the tsunami hazard zone. Free meals will be provided to all participants between 12 p.m. and 1. For a link to the tsunami hazard zone maps of the North Coast, you can visit kmud.org.